It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Walking along a path where rails once carried the trains of the Rock Island Railroad, Irene and Tommy Thompson dread the thought of a highway being constructed on their property.
If they built this highway in here, then we'd have straight shoot from Little Rock Trouble to Benton Trouble. We really just don't want to be that kind of crap coming down here.
The couple has lived here nearly half a century and bought a small stretch of the Rock Island right-of-way, which bordered their property after the railroad went bankrupt and was shut down in the 1980s. Walking further, they come to a series of rotting trestles, one more than 300 feet long above Hurricane Creek.
This is an old railroad bridge.
Rock Island Railroad Bridge.
There's water on both sides. They would have to put a bridge in here, and the cost would be astronomical for just this one bridge.
The key advocate for the project is Saline County Judge Lanny Fite, who says despite the opposition, the highway is needed.
And I understand their concerns. I would have concerns, too. But the population growth in Saline County since I've been in has gone from, in 2000, it was like 85,000, and we've grown nearly 20,000 in the last 10 years. And a lot of that's happening in the eastern part where this is. So the traffic is getting heavier and heavier on our existing collectors and arterials over there. So we've got to look to the future. We desperately need that.
Judge Fite says there are key reasons why this would be better than expanding an existing roadway.
Well, one of the advantages is it goes through the entire county. It connects five of the seven cities together. It also, being a railroad, it had gradual curves, slopes in it, unlike some of the existing roads. Some of the existing major roads were at one time wagon trails, and they make sharp turns and they go over hills and they dip and they turn. And this road right here would be much easier to develop for a corridor through the county than some existing roads.
But those who live along the old right-of-way, like John Terry of Alexander, say the highway would come too close to their homes.
It's my understanding that the proposed first phase of such a project would be a 100-foot right-of-way, which would bring the boundary 50 feet in our direction here. We're standing to the west of that fence. And then later, a second phase would take another 100 feet, and so that would come even farther in this direction. That would bring it right up beside my home, which would not be nice at all.
Terry has been leading efforts to fight the project. He says the highway could easily cost more than $25 million and worries that could mean higher taxes. Judge Fite acknowledges it could be many years before road work would begin.
The way I look at it, if we can secure the entire right-of-way through the county, we may not build all of it, but someone later down will be building this. There's not very many opportunities you can go and buy, like as we're buying right now, a 100-foot right-of-way, 7.5 miles long. If you went to try to buy that right now, you would be structures in the way, historical monuments, cemeteries. I just can't name all the things that would probably be in your way trying to do that. So this is an opportunity that we don't need to let pass.
The highway would also include a 7.5-mile walking and bicycle trail. That's an issue for Steve Sullivan, who bought his property in 1986, in part because of its remoteness.
We'd lose all of our privacy, and it's the walking and the bike trail. You know, that's fine if you're in a gated community. But out here, you're asking every derelict around to come pilfer through our yard at all hours of the night.
In the coming weeks, a public hearing will be held in Benton to look at property surveys and aerial photos to establish who owns pieces of the right-of-way. Judge Fite says they will then begin negotiations to purchase the land. But many, like Irene Thompson, say they will fight the effort.
We don't really want to sell our land. He says that if we don't want to sell, he can take it by eminent domain, but that's not right.
There's also no commitment from Pulaski County or state highway officials that they would be willing to complete the highway into Little Rock or if it would end at the county line. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Hiplin.